Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Beitz of Daf Lamed Hey. We left off on the top of Daf Lamed Hey. Ralph, this is the last daf of the fourth Perek of Maseches Beitz, and Bez Hashem we will begin the fifth Perek of Maseches Beitz as well. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Laser and Linda Schicker, with tremendous Hakaras HaTov, in honor of the third birthday of their granddaughter. She should celebrate many, many more in very good health. And we thank both sponsors for the sponsorship. So we are in the middle of a discussion whether Shabbos is Koveya Lemaiser, even by something that's Lo Nigmar Malachto, meaning generally speaking, until there's a Kavius for Meiser, until something is Chayiv and Meiser and becomes Tevel, on a Daraisa level, a person is allowed to have an Achilas Arai from such things. So there are certain events that are Koveya, that make it that whatever you're eating is considered to be an achilas keva, which you're not allowed to do. So the question is, what if Shabbos comes? Shabbos is normally koveya, but it's not, the produce does not yet have a gemar malacha. So we've been bringing rayos back and forth, and we're going to continue to bring more rayos. Then toward the bottom of the page, Ravin is going to give a whole list of things that normally generate a kvius and a chiyuv of chumas umaisos, and he's going to tell us that Shabbos and being mafresh chuma and bringing into the chatzer and doing a mekach, all of those things are koveya, but in all of those cases, Ravin holds, they're only koveya if it's already nigmar malachto, and the Gemara is going to tell us on the top of Amud Beis what the chiddush is in each of those examples, meaning who holds otherwise. So what he's coming la'afuke in each of those examples. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin the fifth parak of Maseches Beitz, where the Mishnah is going to discuss if you have fruits that are on the rooftop that are drying, how do you, or in your house, but there's a leak in your house, but how do you protect them from water? If they're on the rooftop and it looks like it's going to rain, and you want to protect the fruits from getting ruined, or they're in your house and there's a leak and you want to protect the fruits from getting ruined, what are you allowed to do on Yontif about such fruits? And the Gemara is going to have five different kirsaos in the word the Mishnah uses to describe lowering, that you lower the fruits through a window to bring them inside. So five different kirsaos in what word exactly we use to describe lowering, and the Gemara is going to say, and all kirsaos are correct, they all mean the same thing, they all just mean lowering. And then the Gemara is going to talk about, okay, we talk about saving your fruits in the Mishnah. How many fruits are you allowed to save? And we're going to bring a potential raya from a similar case in Hilchos Shabbos, but then we're going to reject that raya and show how Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov do not necessarily align when it comes to this case. So now back into the Gemara, the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. One of the rayas that we brought, whether Shabbos is Koveya for Meiser or not, was toward the end of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, was Marzuch Breder of Nachman brought from a Mishnah that from our Mishnah where Rabbi Eliezer had said that Omer Adam al Muktza Erev Shabbos b'Shviyas, and we tried to make a diuk that it's only because the reason the Mishnah set it up as a Shviyas example, as talking about that it's Shemitah year, is because there's no chiyuv in Trumas and Maisos during Shemitah year. Ooh, but had it been any other year, a non Shemitah year, then it would be usher to eat from that fruit the next day, even though it's Erev Shabbos. Even though on Erev Shabbos you said I'm going to eat from here tomorrow, because it's Shabbos is apparently koveya, so we tried to bring that as a raya that Shabbos is koveya even bedavar shelo nigmar malachto, and then we rejected that raya. So now ask the Gemara, how can you say that Shabbos is not koveya lemeiser? And the whole reason, the rejection we gave yesterday, the whole reason in our Mishnah that the perus amuktzah are chayiv and meisros is because your dibor was koveya them for meiser. It was your dibor that was koveya. It's not Shabbos that's Koveya Lemaiser, it's your Dibor that's Koveya Lemaiser. But Valomosaro Choser, when we're talking within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer over here, now the case over here is you didn't even touch the fruits. You just said, Mikana Niochel Lemachar. So that's clearly a case where whatever you don't eat is going to go right back to where it was before. It's going to stay there. And whatever doesn't get eaten, whatever you're not interested in eating, is going to go back to the muktza to dry together with the other peros that are not yet chayiv and meiser. V'shamina leil Rabbi Eliezer, and we know Rabbi Eliezer's shita is the amar kol heicha d'mosar chozer lo kava, that wherever the leftovers can just go back to where they came from, then bringing them out in the first place is not koveya them, does not generate the chiyuv of maisos on a daraisa level. So we see that that Rabbi Elazar holds that even when you take a lot of peiros together from tevel, even on a weekday, and you put them out on your table, so it looks like you're being koveya, it looks like you're preparing them for a su'uda, nevertheless, if it's something that you could just put right back when you don't eat it, that's not called a kviyus. So certainly in our Mishnah, where it's even better than that, you never touch them. Not only is it Masara Choser, there's nowhere that it has to be Choser too. You're just going to leave them there. So Ditanana, Notel Zeisen Minamat, and where do we find Rabbi Elazar hold such a thing, that when it's Masara Choser, there's no sense of kviyus? If a person takes olives from a matan is a large kli where the olives would warm up and soften to prepare them to be crushed so that they can produce more oil. So you take some zesim out of there. Tovel achas achas b'melach va'ochel. You could take one at a time, dip it in salt, and eat it without taking maestros, because that's called an achilas arai, and you're allowed to do an achilas arai at that point. Even though you're dipping it in salt, we don't say that that's called an achilas keva, because you're only taking one at a time, so that's achilas arai. But v'mtovel v'nasal l'fanavas sarah. But let's say they took out 10 olives at a time, and they and you were tovel all of them in melach, so it looks like you're setting up an achilas keva. Then chayiv, then it becomes chayiv in maisos. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says it depends. Min ha-ma'atan tohar chayiv. If you took them out of a ma'atan that was tohar, then you're going to be chayiv in maisos because you can't put them back because you've been mitame them. Min ha-ma'atan tame, but if the ma'atan itself is tame anyway, so all these olives are tame anyway, then potter. Then you're not going to have to take maisos from them. B'pnei shum machzir samosar. Because whatever you don't eat, you're going to put right back, and therefore, even though you took out a lot of food to begin with, that's not called the kviyus, because whatever's extra is going to go right back. So just parenthetically, just to figure out why Rabbi Eliezer assumes that when it's a ma'atan tohar, you're not able to put it back, and when it's a ma'atan tameh, you are able to put it back. What's the difference between them? In both cases, it seems you should be allowed to put them back. If it's a ma'atan tohar, can it be that the guy who took it is also tohar? So you could put back these tohar olives right back in the tohar ma'atan? So what's the issue? So Rabbi Yavo just explained that what Rabbi Eliezer meant is that Reisha b'matan tar v'gavra tameh. We're talking about that the fellow that's eating these olives is tameh. So if he took from a ma'atan that was tahar, he took out some olives, and d'lomatzi mahadalei, even the olives that he didn't finish, he can't put back because they are now tameh, and he can't be mitameh the rest of the olives in the ma'atan. So that's what we mean, that's why Rabbi Eliezer said that if the ma'atan is tahar, then there's a kviyus, because he can't put it back. He's unable to return it. Now, when he took the olives from there in the first place, Rashi points out, the other zesim in the matan didn't become tameh, because he didn't touch those. He only touched the ones that he took. But seifa b'matan tameh v'gavra tameh, and the seifa is talking about also a case where the guy is tameh, meaning the whole thing is talking about where the guy is tameh, but in the seifa, the matan is tameh as well, d'matzi mahadaleh, and therefore, he's able to return whatever he doesn't eat. And that's why it's considered that it's not a kviyus, because he's able to put back whatever he doesn't want to eat. So the Gemara says, if even when you did a maisa and you took all of these olives to eat them, Rabbi Elazar is going to say, since you have the ability to return them, that's not called a kviyus of achila. So kol shekein, when all it is a dibur, you just said, oh, I'm going to eat this tomorrow. You didn't even touch them. You left them right there. Then certainly that's not going to be koveya for achila, because you could, because not only can you put them back, they are back already. You never took them out in the first place. So says the Gemara answers, Masnisa Nami b'muktza tahar v'gavra tameh. We must say that our Mishnah is talking about where the fruits that are out there drying are tahar, and the guy is tameh. So he's unable to put them back, because putting them back is going to be metami them. D'lo matzi ma'adalei. I don't know what the havamina is in giving that answer, because the question on this is so obvious. It's so obvious. What do you mean he's going to put them back? The whole case in our Mishnah is v'alo muchzarin v'yomdenein. He never took them in the first place. He never touched them. So what do you mean? He's not going to be able to put them back because he's tameh and he's already handled them. No, the case in our Mishnah is he's omed ala mukta. He's just looking at all these fruits that are drying, and he says, I'm going to eat from this tomorrow. He didn't touch anything. So that can't be the explanation. So we're stuck with Akasha and Rabbi Lezer. How can we say that Shabbos is not really koveil a meiser. And the reason in our Mishnah that the perus of muksa are chayiv and meiser is because your dibur was koveya. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a dibur should not be koveya, because whenever the stuff can just go right back to where it started, that's not a kavias. And over here, it never even left the place that it started. Ella Amr of Simi Barashi. So Rav Simi Barashi says it must be that it's muchach from our Mishnah that Shabbos, it's not the dibur that's koveya. Shabbos is koveya the meiser, even when you have something that's not nigmar melachta, which is the raya we tried to bring in the first place. That was the topic of our sugya. Can Shabbos be koveya the meiser even by produce that has not yet had a gemar melacha? So we see that it must be that it's a raya from a Mishnah that yes, that it's Shabbos that's koveya for meiser. But still, it should not have been a raya from our Mishnah, because Rabbi Elazar ka'amrit, you bring a raya from Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar l'tamei, Rabbi Elazar is always more machmir by what's koveil the meiser before gemar malacha, because he holds damar truma kava. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even truma's koveil the meiser when something is not nigmar malacha. If let's say you were mafresh truma before the gemar malacha happened, Rabbi Elazar would say right then you're not allowed to have any more achilas haraya from it. It's already considered a kavios for Meisr, so Kolshkin Shabbos, so for sure Shabbos is going to be Kaveh, where the Achilas Shabbos is more Chashuv, and it's going to be Kaveh, something that's not Nigmar Melachto. So yes, you've proven that Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah holds that Shabbos is Kaveh even by Dover Shalom Nigmar Melachto, but you haven't proven that we hold that Shabbos is Kaveh even though Lo Nigmar Melachto. It's Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds Trum is also Kaveh even by Dover Shalom Nigmar Melachto. Where do we find Rabbi Eliezer hold such thing? Ditnan perush tarman, if you have perus that you were mafresh truma gedola from ad shalom nigmar melachton, before it had a gemar melacha, before it ever became chayiv in truma, Rabbi Elazar also lechol me'anarai. Rabbi Elazar says you're not even allowed to snack on it anymore. It's already had a kavius. The chum matirin and the chum say no, truma is not koveil the meiser. Only gemar melacha is koveil the meiser. So we still haven't proven that we're going to hold that Shabbos is koveil even on davar shalom nigmar melachton. Yes, we've proven that that's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. We haven't proven that it's our shita. So Tasha Masa says, there's still a raya for Rav Nachman that Shabbos koveil the meiser even by davar shalom nigmar melachta mi seifa, from the seifa of our Mishnah. Meaning, I'll bring you a raya from the shita of the Chachamim that Shabbos is koveil even on something that's not nigmar melachta, because the seifa of our Mishnah goes on and says v'cham omrim ad sheyirshum v'yomar mikan v'yadkan. Not enough on erev Shabbos to just say, oh, mikan anidot alamachar, I'm going to take some of these peros tomorrow. No, you have to identify which peros you're going to take tomorrow. As we explained yesterday, the Chum disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer in the din of Breira, that it's not enough to identify the next day what you meant when you said, I'm going to take from here tomorrow, the previous day. You have to make a simon on the peros, which ones you're actually interested in taking. But apparently, that's all they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer about. They only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer about Breira, but they agree with him about everything else that he said. So time of the Erev Shabbos B'Shvius. So we can make the same diuk in the Shita of the Chacham that we made in the Shita of the Rabbi Elazar. The reason you're able to identify on Erev Shabbos which peros you want and you're going to be allowed to eat them on Shabbos, that's because it's an Erev Shabbos of a Shemitah year, the Lav Barasuri, where Chumas and Maestros is not an Indian. You don't have to worry about Chumas and Maestros. But HaBashar Shnei Shavuot B'nei Asuri Ninu. But the diuk to make is, had it not been a Shemitah year, had it been any other year where Chumas and Maestros is something of is a matter of concern, then Asurim, then you're not going to be allowed to eat it, even when you mark it on Erev Shabbos, when you identify it on Erev Shabbos. My time, why can't you eat it if you've identified it on Erev Shabbos? Lav Mishum to Shabbos Kava. Apparently, because Shabbos is Kaveh Lemeiser. So there you have it. Even the Rabbanan hold that Shabbos is Kaveh Lemeiser on these fruits that are drying, which clearly is not a Gemar Malacha. So you see, it's not only Rabbi Eliezer that holds that way. So says Mar, lo, nah, that's not why it's the drying fruits are Chayiv Meiser. It's not because Shabbos was Koveah even on something that's not Nigmar Malachto. I mean, you're right. These fruit, we had to set up the case that it was Shavias, because had it been any other year, then there would have been a Maestro's concern. But the cause of that Maestro's concern is not Shabbos. The cause of that Maestro's concern is something else. Shaini Hasam Kibin Damar Mikan V'Yadkan Ani Ocha L'Machar Kavale. The cause of the Maestro's concern is your Dibur, that you're calling, you're saying about these fruits, fruits that I want them to eat, that's what generates the chiyuv of meiser. So you can't, and you can't ask on the Rabbanan what we asked previously, that mosaru chozer, so how could it be koveya, it's mosaru chozer, because the Rabbanan don't hold of this mosaru chozer business. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita, that whenever it's mosaru chozer, it's not going to be koveya. Whenever you're going to return the leftovers, it's not going to be koveya. So it could be that according to the Rabbanan, just by identifying them and by saying on Erev Shabbos, this is what I want to eat tomorrow, that was mechayiv and meiser, not because Shabbos was koveya. So it says the Gemara, ihachi, if the reason that it's chayiv and meiser is because of your dibur, then my iria Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah say the din dafka by Shabbos? Afilu b'chol nami, even on a weekday also, it should be chayiv and meiser. Meaning if the whole point is just when you say, I want to eat this, that's koveya, chayiv meiser. When you say, I want it, that's koveya. So it doesn't have to be a case of Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah talk about a case of Shabbos? It could have just said that stam during the week that you identify that you want to eat it. So it says, no, Hakamashman is telling me a chiddush. When it says the machlokas legabe Shabbos, it's because it's trying to tell me another chiddush. Agav the din of our Mishnah, the tevel muchanu etzel Shabbos shim avar v'tikno masukan, that tevel is enough not mukta, it's enough not removed from the realm of possibility that you might be able to eat it, to the extent that if someone violates the halacha and is misakin the tevel, is mafresh shumas ma'isos, then it is masukan, then it does in fact work. So the Mishnah is mechadesh that you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and it's not aser midin mukta machmas iser, because min Torah, it's mutter to be mafresh chumas meisos on Shabbos. So that's not usher enough. I mean, even though midrabban you're not allowed to take chumas meisos on Shabbos, but since min Torah it's mutter, it's not considered mukta. It's not considered totally out of your mind. So that's derived from the fact that the Mishnah says omer adam al mukta b'shviyas, which sounds like lechatchila you can say mikan ani ochel lemachar, and we're medayik. Oh, but had it been any other year, you're not allowed to say that because al yedei. You're saying that it would be chayiv and meiser, it would be asur v'achila while it's still tevel. So we learn from there that the whole iser is through, is other, in other years is when you say I'm going to eat from here tomorrow, and that iser is because there's no meiser, because you have a meiser problem, but not because there's an iser of muktza on the peros that are not masukan. Because if the Tana would have held that there's an iser of muktza on the peros that are not masukan, he should have said ha'omer al muktza erev Shabbos b'shvius omer mikan niyochel bachar. He should have said a word that indicates that it's something muktza related. He should have said harizim in a muchan, it's not muktza, and we'd be medayik. Oh, but any other year would have been muktza. But since the Tana just says in the lashon of the chachila that b'shvius you're allowed to stand there and identify these peros are the ones I want tomorrow, so we're medayik that every other year you're not allowed to stand there lechachila and say these are the peros I want tomorrow because it's asur ita mishum tevel. But b'diaved, if you were ma'aser them, then you would be allowed to eat them. There's no iser of mukta. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second, we came to the maskana that according to Rabbi Elazar, Shabbos is koveya, even for something that's not nigmar melachto. Maybe the raya that the Rabbanan held that way didn't work out in the end, but the raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds that way did work out, and the only reason we had trouble with it is he said, okay, so you've proven Rabbi Eliezer holds that way, but that doesn't prove that we hold that way. But certainly we've come to the maskana that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos is koveya. Once Shabbos comes, that means you're no longer going to be allowed to eat an achilas arai from untithed produce, even if it's not nigmar melachto. So says Gemara, but does he really hold that way? Ureminhi, I'll ask you a stira within the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Hayochel be'eshkol. Let's say a person is eating grapes off of a cluster of grapes, and we assume that by definition is lo nigmar melachto, because grapes are generally meant to be squeezed. They're generally meant for winemaking. So if you're eating off of a cluster, it's certainly not nigmar melachto. So you're eating an achilas arai, you're just snacking on it, which you're allowed to do. If it's not nigmar melachto, even though you haven't taken chumas meisos yet, no problem with snacking on it until something is koveya, right? And then v'nichnas migina lechatzer. You're not paying attention to where you're walking as you're snacking, and you walk right into the chatzer. Now, generally speaking, a chatzer is koveya. Bringing the produce into a chatzer is going to be koveya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says you could finish eating in the chatzer. The chatzer is only koveya when it's something that's nigmar melachto. This is a cluster of grapes. It's not nigmar melachto. Machto, the Chatzar is not going to be Koveya. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, don't finish eating that cluster. The Chatzar is Koveya, and now it has a Chiv Trumas Maestro. He's not allowed to eat Achilas Arai, but the Chatzar is Koveya, even though it's not Nigmar Malachto. Another case, and this is the case that's relevant to us. Chashcha b'leili Shabbos, let's say it becomes Shabbos. You're eating, you're snacking on untithed produce, but it's not nigmar malachta. You're allowed to snack on it. So you're snacking on an erev Shabbos, and then it gets dark. Shabbos comes. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, yigmar. You want to finish eating it on Shabbos? No problem. Finish eating it on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not going to be koveya when it's not nigmar malachta. So there you have it. It's a stira in Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua says, don't finish it because Shabbos is koveya on something that's not nigmar malachto. So you see that it's a stira from Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, where we prove that Rabbi Eliezer holds in our Mishnah that Shabbos is koveya lemaiser, even on something that's not nigmar malachto. Here, by the grapes that you're eating on erev Shabbos, and Shabbos comes, he says that Shabbos is not koveya, and you're allowed to continue eating it. So says Gemara, no, we're misunderstanding what Rabbi Eliezer is saying in that price. When he says yigmar, what do you think he means by that? Hasam k'tani time Rabbi Nosser malok shem Rabbi Eliezer yigmar bechatzar yigmar eli yotzi chutz lechatzar yigmar. When Rabbi Elazar says you're walking into the chatzar eating your cluster of grapes, don't worry, you could finish it. The chatzar was not koveya. He doesn't mean finish it in the chatzar. No, the chatzar is koveya even when it's not nigmar malachto. As far as eating in the chatzar, what he means to say is if you then leave the chatzar, go back out, since it's produce that's not nigmar malachto, you can finish eating it outside of the chatzar. V'lo kasham Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbos yigmar. When he says that you're allowed to be gomer, he doesn't mean he didn't mean you could finish eating it on Shabbos. Element in the Motzai Shabbos v'yigmar, you have to wait until Motzai Shabbos and eat it. So Shabbos is koveya when you have something that's not nigmar malachto. As far as eating it on Shabbos is concerned, you're not going to be allowed to snack on it on Shabbos. But Rabbi Elazar holds it's not koveya permanently, meaning once Shabbos is over, you're then going to be allowed to snack on it again. So what does it mean that the example that we gave in this brisa was that chashcha, that it became dark, that it became Shabbos? So in the Sefer Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha, he has a suffix. He points out, Machlokes Rishonim, well, what does chashcha mean? How late did it get? Did it become shkia, or did it become tseis ha-kochavim? Did it become only ben ha-shmashos, or was it that it's vaday Shabbos? From the Lashon of the Rambam, he says, Misha she-nichnas ha-shabbos, it sounds like it's ben ha-shmashos. And and he discusses Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha, quotes other Rishonim. He discusses L'may Nafkamina, how often does this happen to us anyway, that a person is eating from Lo Nigmar Malachto produce just when Shabbos comes, and it's a Chaps Nafkamina, whether it's Shkia or Tzeisa Kochavim. So there is a Nafkamina as far as the issue of eating before Kiddush. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Hei says that just like Shabbos is Koveya L'Maiser, so too Shabbos is Koveya L'Kiddush. Ooh, so whatever the din is as far as Kaviyah Shabbos for Maiser, whatever that time is, that when Shabbos comes, now there's a sense of kviyas for Meiser, that's going to be the same time that it becomes asr to eat before making Kiddush. So is the chi of Kiddush from Shkia, or is it only Tzeis HaKachavim? Because until that time, and maybe until that time, you're allowed to still snack a little bit. So in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe writes that once Ben HaShemashos comes, you're not allowed to taste anything, you're not allowed to put anything in your mouth, because it's a suffix, Shem Neskadei Shayom, and that's what the Mishabura Pasuk in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph as well. And he says that even if you haven't been Mekabel Shabbos yet, it's also to taste anything because it's a Savich HaShecha, so there's Nisr Achila. However, the Munkatcher in the Tshuvas Munchas Elazar is Matir eating on Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashos, and he says only by Vadei HaShecha, only by Tzeis HaChavim that you're not allowed to eat, and he brings a Raya to it. The same is true for a person's Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. As soon as he's Mekabel Shabbos, it's also from to eat or drink anything in the Shabura Paskins, or a woman lit Neros, she's not allowed to eat or drink right away as soon as she lit Neros. In the Das Torah, the Marsham writes that it could be that a woman is allowed to drink water before Ben HaShemashos, even if she already lit Neros and was Mekabel Shabbos. And in the Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Deborah Ziner suggests that maybe you could drink water, not just water, but even Shar Mashkim as well, that a woman is able to drink Shar Mashkim. If a woman is weak and she's going to need to drink, so Ksosa Shulchan suggests, let her make a tanai when she lights candles, that she's not really being Mekabel Shabbos until Shkia Sachama, and then she'll only have to go from Shkia until Kiddush without eating. So Mishabura writes that this is all as far as eating and drinking. But if a person If a person just rinses out their mouth, they put a Listerine strip or something like that, or the mouthwash or something like that, that's mutter even after Ben HaShemashos, before Kiddush. And that's based on that, the Minchas Yitzchak writes that if a person has to take a medication on Shabbos and you need to drink a little bit of water just to get down the medication, since that's not, you're not having kavana for the hana'a from the mayim, so you wouldn't, that's why the halacha is if you just take a little bit of water just to get that medication, you don't even say a bracha on the water. Take a little bit of orange juice or so to get that medication, you do say a bracha, because there is hana'as achila when there's flavor to it. But the assumption is that water has no flavor, that water, cold water, is a nothing, unless it's providing hydration. If it's just something that if you don't need to be hydrated, it's just something that you're taking because you're choking on something, or because you want to get a pill down, we assume that a person does not have to say a bracha on the water. And therefore, as far as achila l'fnei kiddush, it would not be a violation of achila l'fnei kiddush either, says Minchas Yitzchak. So if a person has to take a pill, they're allowed to do that as well. It's an interesting discussion. I saw in Poskim recently, Aglei Tal writes, I'm learning Halacha Shabbos in Yeshiva, that that's only cold water. That hot water, hot water is already a food. Hot water is like soda. Hot water is like, so hot water you would already need to say a bracha, even if you're only having it to because you're choking on something or because you want to get a pill down. And so Aglei Tal defines the malacha of Bishul differently for food and for non-food, and for water as like its own separate category. Water, just the heating of the water, is considered a significant change in the item. It's become a food when you heat water. That hot water is like it's in its own category. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Kiyasa Ravin, Am Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're leaving all the rayas, whether Shabbos is Kaveh al the Meiser, when it's not Nigmar Melachto. Ravin wraps it all up. Ravin says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Echad Shabbos, Ve'echad Truma, Ve'echad Chatzer, Ve'echad Mekach. These four activities, or these four events, Shabbos coming, being Mafresh Truma, bringing something into a Chatzer, making a sale on something before there's a Gemar Melacha, Kulan in Koven El B'davar Shnigmar Melachta. They all have the ability to be Koveya and to generate a Chiyuv of Trumas and Ma'isros, but that's only once it's a Gemar Melacha. Before there's a Gemar Melacha, they don't generate any such Chiyuv. The Rashi writes that when it comes to Mekach, that Mekach is Koveya. Rashi says the reason Mekach is Koveya is because you're Machshiv them by selling them. So Mikdash David says it sounds like Rashi holds that who was the one that was Machshiv them? It sounds like he holds that the Koveya for Ma'isr is the mocher was machshiv them by putting them up for sale. So by selling them, the mocher gave it chashivus, and that's what was koveya. However, the Mikdash Shavuot is medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser, Perakei Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes that a lokeach, someone who buys it not to have for himself, but just to send to someone else, that's not huk for the Meiser, because then he wasn't really machshiv it enough. Wait, who wasn't really machshiv? From the mocher's perspective, it's exactly the same. The impression you get from the Rambam is that it's not the mocher that's machshiv it by selling it, it's the lokeach that's machshiv it by buying it. So that seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What is it about the sale that's koveya l'maiser? In what way did you grant it chashivus that made it koveya l'maiser? Is it the mocher's willingness to sell it, or the fact that the mocher sold it, or is it the lokeach's buying it? But either way, these lists of four items that are koveya are only koveya by something that's nigmar melachto, says Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So says Gemara, and who is he arguing with? So on each one, we're going to find someone that he's disagreeing with, that he's telling us we don't paskin like. Shabbos, the idea that Shabbos is koveya is lafukimi de Hillel. That's to tell me that we don't paskin like Hillel. We paskin like the Rabbanan who disagree with Hillel, because the Tanya hama amir peros mimakum lamakum l'ktzor. If a person gathers peros from one place to another, the Achronim point out that the word liktzar seems to be out of place. It's not shaykh to talk about liktzar when you're already at the ma'amr stage. Liktzar means to harvest from that which is already attached to the ground. So that's why the Gra changed it, liktzios. You're gathering the peros because you want to set them up for, to dry or something like that. So v'kideh shalein ayom, and then it became Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hillel la'atzma oser. Rabbi Yehuda says only Hillel would ask for such a thing because it's not yet nigmar melachto. So only Hillel would say Shabbos is koveya. So the implication is, yes, that's what Hillel says, but Rov Chachmei Doro disagreed with Hillel about that, and therefore says Ravin, we don't paskin like that. So when Ravin says that Shabbos is only koveya when it's something that's nigmar melachto, he's telling me not to say like Hillel. Now, why is it lafuke hillel? We've just spent a whole daf showing that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that way. That Rabbi Eliezer also holds that Shabbos is kovel the meiser, even when it's not nigmar melachto. So if you look at Tosos, Shabbos lafuke midehillel, Tosos writes bedinu dav matzi the minkat lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer, and we could have said that it's lafuke Rabbi Eliezer. Damer kovel afilu b'davar shalom nigmar melachto mishum hachilo nakte. And the reason we don't say lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer mishum debelav rabusihi debelav hachien alachemasa deshmutei. Because it's no chiddush. Tell me, we don't pass on like Rabbi Lazar. Of course, we don't pass on like Rabbi Lazar. We never pass on like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, so we're not going to pass on like him anyway. But to tell me we don't pass on like Hillel, that's a chiddush. One of the other four cases that we're about to describe, we're going to say is Lafuke mid Rabbi Lazar. So says Tosus, yeah, that's because we have no one else that is Bal Lafuke. But over here, we have a better option. We have the ability to say that it's Lafuke mid Hillel. So what's the second example that Ravin gave? Chatzer. We said they bring something into a chatzer. What's that? Lafuke, Lafuke mid Rabbi Yaakov. That's against Rabbi Yaakov, who holds that chatzer is koveah for Meiser, even when it's not Nigmar Melachto, Ditnan, because we have the following Mishnah. Hamavritain b'chatzer liktzos, if a person is bringing te'enim in his chatzer in order to dry them and to make tzios out of them, banav b'nei beso ochlim men arai. Then banav b'nei beso can eat from them, they can snack from them, because since you're going to dry them, it's not yet a gemar melacha, and therefore p'turim min ha'meiser. They're pater from meiser. You know, you're allowed to snack from them without taking meisos. So you see that the chatzer is not koveya when it's not nigmar melachto. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yaakov mechayev. And we learned on that that Rabbi Yaakov would hold that it's chayev, that the chatzer is koveya even when it's not nigmar melachto. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says you're poter. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that we pass like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yaakov. Third case, truma. We said that truma is not koveya when it's not nigmar melachto. Lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer. That's to tell me unlike Rabbi Eliezer. Titnan peros shatarman. We already learned the Mishnah says that if you've taken truma from your produce that has not yet had a gemar melacha, adshlo nigmar melachton, Rabbi Eliezer also lechol men arai. Rabbi Eliezer says, henceforth, you're not allowed to even have an achilas arai from such produce, because at the time of the afrash truma, it's kovel lemaiser. V'cham matirin, and the Cham say you're allowed to eat from it arai, because they hold that the afrash truma is not kovel lemaiser until after the gemar melacha. Then the truma is going to be kovel, even if it doesn't have rias pnei abayis. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that we pass like the chachamim. And then the final example, Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan says Mekach is not koveil the meiser if it did not yet have a gemar melacha. Kidde Tanya, like we learned in the following brisa. Before we say who is lafuke, we're first going to bring support for the idea. Halokech te'inim me'amaretz. If a person purchases te'inim from an amaretz, b'makom shorov b'nei adam dorsin, in a place where most of the people will dry their figs and they'll make fig cakes out of them, so stam te'inim are not nigmar melacha. If it's just regular figs, it did not have a gemar melacha. Ochel me'anarai, you're allowed to snack from them because there's no gemar melacha. Uma'asra and demai, when you come to take ma'asras from them, you're not ma'asra them as tevel vadai, you treat them as demai. If you purchase them from an amaretz, you have to assume that the amaretz might have taken ma'asras from them, even though they're not yet chayv in ma'asras because it didn't yet have a gemar melacha. But the Tana holds that the amaretz will sometimes take ma'asras before their chayv in ma'asras. So ironically, because the amaretz are chashav and not take ma'asras at all, but he might, if he does take ma'asras, he might do it at the wrong time. You might do it before it becomes chayv and maisos. So shmami no tlas. We see three things that emerge from this. Number one, shmami no mekach hinu kovas el b'davar shenugmar melachto. That since you're allowed to snack on it, even though you've already purchased it, we see that mekach is not koveya if it didn't yet have a gemar melacha. Only when something has a gemar melacha is the mekach going to be koveya. We shmami no. Second thing we see is rovei amayaretz masrin hein, is that most amayaretz do take maestros, because it says that the lekula your ma'aser b'toras demai, so we see that it's a chumra bialma because rov amayaretz do take maestros. Meikra didn't we follow the rov? And number three, shemamina ma'aser demai mi'amayaretz afilu b'dover shalom nigmar melachto, that even with something that's not yet chayiv in maestros, we can still work with the assumption that the amayaretz might have taken maestros from that which is not yet chayiv in maestros. But all of this is the afuke b'hadetran. Ravin has to highlight that mekach is not going to be is not going to be koveya on something that's not nigmar melachto to tell me not to hold like the following mishnah that a machlof perusim chaveiro zelechol v'zelechol. Two people exchange fruits with each other. One of them plans to eat the peros. So or zelichtos v'zelichtos. Each one plans to further dry out the peros. So it's not yet a gemar melacha zelechol v'zelichtos. Or one person wants to eat the peros and the other one wants to dry the peros. So in all these cases, chayiv, it's chayiv and meiser. Even though the guy who's buying it to dry them out, it's obviously not a gemar melacha, but the mekach itself is koveya, even though it didn't have a gemar melacha, even though your plan is to still further process it and further dry it out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lechol chayiv, lichtos pater. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, if you're buying it to eat it, so good, so it's had a gemar melacha. So now the purchase itself is koveya. But lichtos, if you're buying it only to dry it out, so the purchase is not koveya because it did not yet have a gemar melacha. So when Rabbi Yochanan says that a mekach is not koveya for meiser by something that did not have a gemar melacha, he's telling me that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Rabbana, not like the Tanakama. So that's Hadron Lachamevi. Now we begin the fifth and final parak of Maseches Beitza. So this parak is going to talk about things that are not melachos on Shabbos, but you're not supposed to do them on Shabbos. What's their status on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to do those things that are also to do on Shabbos, but not mitam melacha? Are you allowed to do those things on Yom Tov? So we'll talk a little bit about in this parak about the Yisur Tchumen that's knowing on Yom Tov like Shabbos. So the first Mishnah is going to talk about things that there's a tircha involved, shalol l'tzorach Yom Tov, which normally would be asur. So how can you do things that involve excessive tircha? So first says Mishnah, Mishilin peros derech harubi. You have peros drying on your roof, and then it looks like it's about to rain. So you don't want to ruin the peros. So you let her bring it down through a skylight in the house, be Yom Tov, avalo b'Shabbos. But Shabbos is more chamer than Yom Tov, so it's a tircha shein tzorach for Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that, but in Yom Tov we're a little more makel. U'mechasim peros pekelim, if you have peros that look like it's going to get rained on or dripped on, mipnei adelef, because they're in your house, but there's a leak in your house, so you're allowed to cover the peros with kelim to protect them, v'chein kadeyayin v'kadey shemen, and also you're allowed to cover jugs of wine and oil to protect them, but also in kli, tachas adelef b'Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a bucket under the rainwater that's dripping in through the leaks, not to ruin your house. And certainly, if you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov as well. So now, says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Yehuda ben Nasan, Chatani Mashilin. When we said you're allowed to lower these peros through a window, what was the word that we used to describe lowering the peros? So the name of the parak, first word in the parak, Mashilin, lowering, Mashilin. So one Tana taught that the word is Mashilin. The Chatani Mashilin. Another one said, no, the name of this parak should be Mashilin, because that's the word. So Amar Zuch, Mantani Mashilin, Lamashabish, Mantani Mashilin, Lamashabish. Neither of them is mistaken. Both of those words can mean to lower. Mantani Mashilin, Lamashabish, Tachsiv. The Pasuk says in the Tachcha, in that ki yishal zeisecha, that it talks about an olive tree that's just dropping its olives before they ripen, and that's part of the tocha, it's part of the curse. Is that so? It means that it's going down, that it's lowering. Mantari mashchilin la mishtabish ditnan. Mashchilin is also an appropriate word to use because there's a mishnah maseches bechoros that identifies the different movement of a bechor that would possibly from being brought in the mizbeach, and it lists hashachul v'hakasul. And what's a shachul? Shenishmata yurecho, that it has a dislocated thigh. So kasel she'echem yarchosuv gva mechaverta, and kasel means that one of its thighs are higher than the other one. So you see that one is dislocated, so it's lower. So that's a proper word to use to mean that something is lower, lowering something. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, you know those aren't the only two words that could have been used. Mandatani mashirin. You want to call the parak mashirin? Also lo mishtavish. It wouldn't be a mistake. Mandatani mashchirin lo mishtavish. Mandatani manshirin. Shirin lamishtabish. Why? How do all of these words mean to lower down? Mandatani mishirin lamishtabish titna. There's a mishnah maseches nazir that Rabbi Shmuel lomer nazir lo yachuf rosho ba'adama. A nazir is not allowed to rub his hair with adama with dirt. Mipnei shemeshir as a seir, because it's going to be meshir the seir. It's going to take out his hair. So you see, mashirin is the lashon of harada, bring something down. It's taking it off of his head. Mandatani mashchirin lamishtabish titna, because there is a mishnah maseches that talks about kelim that have fallen apart, but they still have a shame kli on them. Hashachar vahazug shel saparim afal bishenech kutmein. The blades, the razors, and the scissors of a barber are still going to be tamei, even though they split. They're still going to have the status of a kli. It still has a shame kli on it. So you see, what how do we describe the blade that he uses to cut hair? We call it a shachar. Why? Because it lowers the hair from the head, so that mashchirin would make sense. Umandatani manshirin lo mishtabesh. It's not where we see manshirin is a proper word to use. Misha nashru kelev b'mayim. If a person soaked his clothing in water, malich b'mayim choshesh. He's allowed to continue to walk on Shabbos, and he doesn't have to worry that people are going to be choshesh that he laundered his clothing on Shabbos. Inami mehadatnan ezu leket. When we define leket, that's given to aniyim, hanosher b'shas ktsira. Someone who's nosher at the time of ktsira means that it falls out. Not someone who's nosher, that the payers themselves, they fall on their own. So you see, it's all the lashon of harada. So all five of these lashonos are going to work in this context. Ad kama, how many payers are you allowed to lower through the window on Yom Tov to protect them? Well, we have a similar thing in Shabbos when it comes to clearing out an area that you need to use on Shabbos. Four or five boxes of Tevel Tzvua, mipnei aorchim, to make room for guests, mipnei bittul beis hamedrash, or because you're concerned about bittul beis hamedrash. Says Gemara, I don't know if that's a raya. Vidil mashayni yasam dika bittul beis hamedrash. Maybe for the sake of bittul beis hamedrash, you're allowed to move so much stuff. Avalach dakel bittul beis hamedrash lo, but over here you're just trying to protect your own produce. Inami hasamayin the time of darbu chamish kubus sharmishum Shabbos chamira, or maybe Shabbos, which is more strict, we're only going to allow four or five. V'los, I mean, we'll allow up to four or five v'los zilzulei be, because I don't have to worry that you're going to be mezalzel on Shabbos. Av liyom tov tekil vasil zuzulbe kal kalom. Maybe you have to be more machmer in yantov because there's more of a concern that you can be mezalzel in amilidachi. So you can say on the flip side, hasamayin the time of the lekafs in mamon. You don't stand to lose any money on Shabbos, so maybe we'll only allow four or five avlachadikafs in mamon filu tuvanami. Maybe on yantov where it's all going to be lost, maybe even you could take even more down from the roof on yantov. Okay, we'll stop there. Everyone have a wonderful day.